This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Former President Donald Trump has officially asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review Colorado's ballot ban. Last month, Colorado Supreme Court found him ineligible to run for office due to the January 6th insurrection. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
In his appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, Trump argues that his actions in the final days of his presidency did not violate the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. He also makes the case that Congress has the authority to decide who is qualified to run for president, not state courts. Because the case is still in progress and ballots must be certified by Friday, Trump's name will appear on Colorado's Republican primary ballot in March. But votes for him will only be counted if the U.S. Supreme Court strikes down Colorado's ruling. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Volunteers across Colorado are participating in the state's annual bird count. The Christmas bird count started in mid-December and ends January 5th. During that time, local groups meet to count the number of individuals and species they spot in a single day. Ted Floyd is the editor of Birding Magazine. He says anyone can join, but they should read up on the count first.
There are some sort of do's and don'ts that even if you've never done this before, you still have to observe. So it's a pretty well standardized sort of protocol that over the decades really does paint a picture of bird population changes.
You can Google Christmas bird count for local events in your area. Greeley, Fort Collins, and Fort Morgan are just some of the places under a dense fog advisory tomorrow morning. Expect low visibility and patchy freezing drizzle north and east of Denver. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.